Blog Talk Radio.
Good Sunday evening and welcome to Average Joe. I'm Average Joe. I don't know much about anything, but I know a little bit about a lot of things. This is the only radio show, blog talk radio show, that's in black and white, so no need to adjust your computer monitors. It's just we're all about the black and white here, so that's just, you know, that's a joke. But, you know, some of you got it and some of you don't. But anyway, thank you for listening. I appreciate y'all quote-unquote tuning in and listening on Sunday evenings. I know for a lot of our audience, some of the feedback I've gotten at 6:30 on a Sunday evening is not necessarily the best time. But with me being relatively new at this, I'm still in the free program, and you're not allowed to do anything later than 6:30 because anything later than that's considered prime time. So I was actually talking to one of my buddies, and we're probably going to be getting into maybe a different time slot in the semi-near future, and we may go to an hour show because I've just found that 30 minutes goes by really fast. But anyway, thank you again for tuning in and listening, and we've had some really good feedback, and I'll get on with it. So today we're going to talk about customer service. The number to call in if you would like to talk about customer service, and what I want to hear from you is if you've been in customer service, you know, maybe some of your best experiences and advice to those others that are in customer service, or even to people that are customers, just to kind of let them know what it's like to be on that side of the counter. And then also for those of you that are customers, which I guess is everybody basically, all of us that are consumers, some of your worst customer service nightmares or even some of your best experiences with businesses. The call-in is 914-219-0884. That's 914-219-0884. Feel free to call in anytime. I've got a few things to talk about, but I'm more than happy to give you the microphone and let you talk about like what we just described. Also, if you just want to send in a comment, my email is averagejoe@carolina.rr.com. That's Joe with no E on the end, averagejoe@carolina.rr.com. I am going to be getting a Facebook page and maybe even a website, but we'll start out with a Facebook page. We're going a little bit at a time, growing a little bit at a time. So, like I said, call in if you've got anything. But just straight off the bat, one thing I wanted to talk about in customer service, I've been in customer service-related jobs most of my life. I actually interface with customers in my current job, and I've been doing that for quite a long time. And I'm no expert, but I am a professional because that's what I do for a living. And I think I'm pretty good at customer service. One of the things that I usually get kudos on in my, you know, when it comes time to get a raise is how well my customers like me. And I'm not saying that to brag or pat myself on the back, but you know, I'm nice to people, and that's really what the bottom line. Whether you're a customer or whether you're serving the customer, it's a transaction either way. I mean, it's a monetary transaction in business, but it's also a transaction or exchange in just behavior, you know, and how you treat your fellow man. One thing, for example, is being a good customer. When you're a good customer, you know, when you go up to the cashier at the store or you talk to the person on the telephone that's helping you, you want to be nice to them, you know, as a customer. If you want them to treat you well, and I know it's their job to treat you well, but, you know, you're going to get more, the old saying goes, you're going to get more flies with honey than you will with what is it that you don't get flies with? Something else. You get my drift. If you want to attract, you know, if you want people to be nice to you, be nice to them. If you smile at them, usually they'll smile back. One thing that it's kind of a pet peeve of mine about, and some of you that know me personally, you know, have seen some of my video on putting your shopping cart away. That is important to be a good customer. When you go to a grocery store or Walmart or any other kind of store that has shopping carts, put them back in the carriage. Don't leave them all over the parking lot and be lazy. Now, I understand, you know, some people, if you've got disabilities or whatever and you can't get the cart back to where it needs to go without a lot of difficulty, I mean, there's always exceptions. But as a general rule, you know, try to put it back. It takes you, you know, a minute. You know, I'm lazy too. What I usually do is I just park close to the shopping cart return, and so that way I can I don't have far to go. But that's just one little simple thing. And then, like I said, be polite. You know, be nice to the cashier. Be nice to the person you're calling, and most of the time they're going to be nice back to you. Now, everybody has a bad day. And, on both sides of that counter. But, if you're nice, people are usually nice back. Again, the number to call in is 914-219-0884. Feel free to call anytime. I'd love to hear your perspective on this. Another thing about the parking lot, and this is a pet peeve because I have friends that this affects, and that's the handicap parking, the disabled parking spots. Those are marked for the disabled for a reason, and if you park in those spots, it can be dangerous for people that are in wheelchairs if they have to park way out in the North 40 and come back because they're lower than somebody that's walking. And they may not be seen, and they can be, not only is it really difficult for some of them, especially if they don't have a motorized wheelchair, but it's also very dangerous because they can be hit by a car. And there's a reason for that. The ones that are marked specifically for vans, there's a reason for that because most of those vans have lifts or ramps that come out of the side of the van, and if you are parked too close into the, if you're parked in the stripe zone where they have marked off that you're not supposed to park, then sometimes they can't get their ramp out or get their lift out and they can't get in or out. You know, if they're already in the store and somebody comes and parks right next to them, you know, they can't get back in their van until they find whoever's driving that car. So, consider those kinds of things. And most people do. Most people are decent. But some people just don't care, and that just really rubs me the wrong way. And like I say, you know, I've got one of my very best friends uses a van with a ramp or a lift, and so I've kind of seen personally, you know, what some of the things he has to go through. But anyway, so that's my little soapbox about, you know, parking lot etiquette and that end of customer service, and that's just being a good customer and being a good citizen. Again, the 914-219-0884. Feel free to call me. Now let's look at the other side. Being a good customer service representative. Now, you know, I don't know what the percentages are, and maybe I should have researched that, but there's a huge amount of work and jobs out there that are customer service oriented because most companies have customers, and somebody's got to be on the front lines interfacing with those customers, whether it be in an email, on the telephone, or in person. Web conferences. I mean, just all kind of ways that we interface with customers now. And again, let's see. One thing is email. Typically, when I get an email from a customer, I try to respond, if I can, within 2 hours, depending on the urgency of it. If the email just kind of like needs some general information. And for those of you that don't know, I'm a field service tech, so I'm out in the field, you know, fixing things, fixing audio video technology. But like I said, usually when a customer emails me, usually if it's an email, it's not an emergency because otherwise they'd probably be calling me. But they may just need some general information. But usually for two reasons. One, I like to give them the respect of letting them know that they're important and by responding, you know, relatively quickly. And then also for myself, because I'm getting old and my memory is not what it used to be, I like to go ahead and respond while it's fresh in my mind and I can give them a good answer or at least redirect them in the direction that they need to go if it's not something that I can help them with. So email etiquette, you know, respond to people. I feel, you know, kind of dissed when somebody, if I email somebody and they just blow me off and I never hear from them and if I have to email them more than once to get them to respond, to me that's lousy customer service. And that's not only, you know, my customers or my vendors, because I too am a customer in my job. I have vendors that I work with, you know, as far as equipment support, but also as for fellow employees, people that are in my same organization. If they just blow me off, you know, I think it's disrespectful and it's unprofessional. phone calls. Above average, Joe and I had a conversation about this. She has actually been in customer service most of her professional career and has actually had some training in that area. And we talked about phone calls. When someone calls, especially in an office, and I know like when I'm in the field, and so usually when I get a call, it's going to be on my cell phone, and I might be up to my elbows in cables and equipment racks, and I can't always take the call. But my voicemail, I always keep it updated, and it says that I'll try to call you back I'm gonna correct myself. I used to say I'd call you back within 2 hours, but I do call them back right away. And my email, or excuse me, my voicemail message, outgoing message indicates, you know, that I will call them back. And it also says if it's an emergency, it gives them an alternative number to call that they can get to our customer support folks, you know, so they can get an answer right away if it's something that they need an answer just, you know, before I can call them back. But back to if you're especially in an office environment or in a store, in a retail environment, the phone should be answered within 3 rings. Now, I know that sounds pretty aggressive, but just this past week, above average Joe and I were trying to call her pharmacy. And I'm not going to diss the company, but it is a local pharmacy. And we let it, let's see, it rang for, I forget how many rings it was, but it was, I would say it was more than 10 for sure. I don't remember exactly how many. So anyway, the person answers the phone, and they say, "Can you hold, please?" And above average Joe says, "Sure." And so we sat there. I mean, we were actually in the car. And she waited for, I think it was 20 minutes. It was close to 20 minutes. And there was never, the person did come back on the phone and said, "Mrs. Whoever," and it wasn't us. And so above average Joe said that, and she said, "Okay, hold on one more moment." So we held on one more moment, but it ended up the total hold time was 20 minutes. And finally, above average Joe hung up, and then she tried to call back, and they never answer the phone. So to me, that is like worst case scenario. That's terrible. That is just awful. I mean, that is unacceptable. There's no reason why somebody should not be answering that phone. And so far as putting somebody on hold, they should, you know, give you an opportunity to respond. Now, this didn't happen. I mean, she did say, can I put you on hold? And Above Average Joe said, yes. But you should never answer the phone and say, you know, Acme parts, hold please, and then just automatically put them on hold, because it could be an emergency. They could be, they need to maybe talk to an employee that somebody's died. I mean, that's, you know, there's emergencies. Give the person an opportunity to at least respond yes or no, or this is an emergency or whatever. Just give them a chance. So that's about phone etiquette if you're on the customer service end. So 914-219-0884. Call in if you got some stories or some advice. If you've been in customer service, I've had some formal training in customer service because, you know, most of my jobs have been customer oriented, and I'm usually, you know, I'm the guy in the trenches. You know, I'm the one that's facing the customer, and so through the years, you know, I guess you could say I've gotten pretty good at it. And, you know, I don't mind being nice to people. I mean, it's just as easy to be nice to people as it is to be mean to people. And, you know, the benefit is they're going to be nice back. If you're mean to them, then I guarantee you they're going to be mean to you. I mean, that's just human nature. You get back what you give. So, one other thing that Above Average Joe and I were talking about is customer service. Good customer service doesn't end in the store. You know, it ends. You want to build a relationship, or you build. If you want a forever customer, and there's a local car dealership here in this town, and their motto is "We sell to sell again." In other words, they want to give you a good experience buying a car, because that's one thing that most people hate doing is buying cars, because it's, you know, car salesmen are notoriously, you know, everybody feels like they're getting taken advantage of, and which I think it's gotten better over the last few years, because, you know, we're the generation that's always felt that way, and car salesmen have kind of always had a bad reputation for that. But I think it's gotten a little better. I had actually had my car being serviced at the Honda dealership, and I went out walking around looking at the cars while my car was being serviced, and I was just so afraid that a salesman was going to come running out after me and was going to, you know, tackle me, you know, trying to sell me a car just because I'm looking at the cars. Not one person came out. And you know, in a way, that sounds bad, but to me, that's what I would rather. I don't want somebody coming to me trying to jump on me. You know, if I want help, I'll request it. now, you know, it depends on the situation. If you're in a grocery store and somebody sees you looking around, you know, an employee sees you looking and you look like you can't find what you're looking for, then, yeah, I think they should speak up and say, "Hey, can I help you find anything?" You know, just it's all about reading people and just trying to give them what they need, you know, and just be polite, be there for them. And it's, you know, it's all about relationships. And even if they're perfect strangers, just being nice to people. And I, you know, I'll say that again probably 100 times. But call in, tell me your experience, 914-219-0884. If you want to just email your comments, I can even read your email on the air if you'd like. It's averagejoe with no e at carolina.rr.com. So, so that's, you know, that's kind of in a nutshell. That's, I mean, I can't say it enough. Like I said, I'll say it again and again and again. Be nice. Be conscientious. respect people, whether you're the customer or the business. Either way, if it's a, it's all about mutual respect. This whole episode sounds like I'm on a soapbox, because I guess I am. You know, it's something that I'm kind of passionate about, because I've seen it done horribly on both ends. And like I say, we're all customers, we're all consumers, and so we know about that. And I would say that probably the largest percentage of us have all been in some type of customer service as well. So even if you're not now, I'm trying to think of a job that's not really customer oriented. Even if you're a paramedic, a doctor, a lawyer, you're still interfacing with your clients. You know, client is a fancy name, a more eloquent name for customer. We like to say clients now because it sounds more, you know, professional. But there's probably jobs. I guess if you make something, if you work in a factory, and you don't have to actually interface with the customer, you're not serving the customer directly. But in a manufacturing environment, your coworkers are your customers. Your boss is your customer. You're providing a service to your boss and your boss's boss. You're providing a service to the company you work for. If you have people working for you, you are their customer, and they are also your customer, because even if they're working for you, there's certain things that they expect from you as their boss. I mean, you provide them with information about what to do and what their responsibilities are. So there's a lot there. But it looks like we got a caller. I'm gonna take this call. Hello, caller. This is Average Joe.
Hello, Average Joe. How are you?
Well, hello there, Above Average Joe.
Hey, honey.
All right. This is our special guest I was hoping would call in today. How are you today there, honey?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay.
Good. What
now,
you got
I just
for
wanted
us?
To add, well, you had talked about our phone call the other day. It was actually 30 minutes we were on the phone, but that's irrelevant. That's not the point.
Yeah. Okay.
One thing that people have got to understand, when you're in a store and you are the customer at that point, there's times in your life where you're going to be on the other end of the receiving line. The reason why people say the customer is always right is because they are. You want the customer to continually come back into your store. So you're going to be nice to them. You're going to treat them like they are your only customer, because you want the repeat. You want them to come back, and you want them to tell everybody, hey, I went into that store and they treated me great. I had an issue. They were nice to me. They made sure that everything was done according to my needs. And you might have a different scenario than I do, but, you know, this is what happened for me. You need to go over there, and you need to speak to so-and-so. You need to go to the customer service and talk to her or him or whatever. They'll help you. They'll make sure that you get, you know, you get your answer, your questions answered. And people have to also realize, too, that customers, well, it doesn't matter if they work customer service. Just like me, all the years that I've been there, you know, doing customer service work, when people come in with a complaint, I have to look at it like that could be me on the other side. How would I want someone to react to me when I have that problem, when I have that issue? You know, and unfortunately, you know, this day and age, I believe that if you are going to hire somebody to be in a customer service related job, they need to go to a class. They need to know how to talk to people, because I run into a lot of young kids who are in customer service who do not even understand what customer service is all about. And it's sad because that's the way our world is going. It needs to go back to the way it was before, you know, teach
yeah,
these
you,
kids.
You would think that, you know, being nice to people and how to treat people would be, you know, like second nature, but apparently it's not.
No, a lot of kids these days are ignorant to it because they're, number one, they're not taught at home. And I'm not trying to say that everybody's child is, you know, ignorant to it, but there's, you know, everybody's working, you know, both parents are out working, the kids are going to school, they're coming home, they're getting themselves something to eat. They don't have that leadership to get them from point A to point B anymore. And it's sad that it's turning out that way, because that's where a lot of the, you know, people who say, I don't even want to go into a store anymore. I'd rather order my stuff online. And then when they're talking to somebody on the phone, that person on the phone in the customer service realm is rude to them. But they don't care. They don't have to stand in front of them. They don't have to see. They don't have to look at their face. And it's, you know, it's a matter of hanging up the phone. You know, who's going to be reprimanded at that point? Nobody. So it's a tough, tough, tough world when it comes to customer service.
So above average, Joe, did you listen to the show from the very beginning?
Yes.
Okay. Did you hear what so of course you heard what I said about the telephone etiquette. Would you have anything to add to that, what I said about the telephone etiquette?
Well, the only thing is when somebody picks up the phone, and they say, you know, could you hold, please? They're giving you the opportunity to say yes or no. You always have to give them that opportunity to say yes or no, because they could be in the middle of something that needs your attention immediately. Doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
And I know you had touched on that. For instance,
yeah.
I had a friend who was working in customer service. And but she was at a different location. She gets a call. Something's really wrong. She puts them on hold because that's what she was taught. Just put them on hold. Just say, hold, please. And that's it. Don't give them an opportunity to say yes or no. Well, that person didn't try to call back her because she had them on hold for so long. And it ended up that her child had been in an accident. And he died before she could even get to the hospital, before she even got the answer to her, you know, to the call about what was going on. Because she had to put them on hold because that's what she was told to do by her boss.
Yeah.
Bosses don't think about that either.
Yeah.
You know, they don't think about
it. I mean, you never know. And then especially, you know, the example that I was using or we're using is the pharmacy. You know, anytime in a medical business especially, you know, That could always be an emergency. You know, that seems like that would really be something that, you know, and again.
Well, you know, I've been in that position before, and you know that I have been in that position before where I've called in to get my medicine, and it took 3 or 4 days before they would even get it to me, and I was out for 3 or 4 days. So,
yeah.
And I know you've got to
yeah.
go because I know it's time for you to hang up the phone, but. I just wanted to touch on that, and thanks for taking my call, baby, and I'll talk to you later.
Well, thank you, honey, for calling in. It means a lot to me. I love you, and I'll see you after the show.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so that was – y'all got to finally hear Above Average Joe. But I've been talking about her from the beginning of this show, but not this show, but all the shows. And so, anyway, I'm glad she participated there. She knows a lot about customer service, and so that was, you know, we talked about this show a lot before today in getting prepared for it. We're about out of time here, so I really don't have any time for any more callers, but I want to thank you all for listening, and it's gone by fast, but man, it's been fantastic, and I hope that this helped you as a customer or as a customer service rep. And we'll see you next week.